Well, what's worse, that or some of the song parodies we got sent to us, which actually are better, going to be very funny.
Let's hear it, dude.
All right.
Remember, if you win this, you win. I don't know.
According to this, the first three tracks we have are all by the same guy, a guy named Jersey Mike Dubs.
Dang, Jersey Mike's going to fucking take it with three.
The first song we have is by Jersey Mike Dubs. It's called Cowfucker.
What was he thinking? Tully's gone missing. Must be a fool to leave. Well, where will he work now? $5 footlongs. I smell Subway close to me. Tully walked away. He says, hell, this is the play. Employee of the month. Tell Jared I said, hi, Tully. You fucking blew it.
Man.
Pretty good Ian Astbury. I was impressed by that guy.
Anything that gets the cult back on the radar is worthwhile.
Man, that was fucking awesome. I didn't see that coming at all. I thought they were going to be shit.
Do you want to hear another song by this guy?
Yeah.
It's called King of All Pouches.
Oh, man.
With his balls hanging down, can he win the crown? Who'll stuff your penis because there's no girls around? Just want one thing. The M&M king. Here comes Richard and he's gonna touch your tank. He's the king of all pouches.
That's a good bit right there.
What's in your pouch?
Are you gonna maybe watch this or something? Damn it. Who's he gonna do another verse?
No, okay, now it's been enough.
Okay. Right. What's in your patch is a good button. The rest of the song is.
The last song he gave us is called Raw Dog's Crying Shoulder.
Here we go.
Gabby, you broke Raw Dog's shoulder. Push baby, snaggle tooth on the side. Help me. He screamed as he rolled over. Gabby, call an ambulance. I heard a snap. Tubby, just bitchy now, she's older. Then Snaggles and Josh had another fight. Now we see Josh has the vagina. Got your ass beat at Ellis Mania 5.
Fucking hell. This guy's on fire.
The biggest event of your life. Got your ass beat at Ellis Mania 5.
Man.
Yeah. God, why is this song of all songs?
Is that it?
Yeah, I think that's it.
The gayest event of all time.
Man, that dude is on fire.
Yeah, that guy was doing a good job.
Man, he could be the winner.
Jersey Mike Dub, shout out.
Wow.
Yeah, so far he's in first, second, and third place.
Yeah, yeah.
The next one you have is from Al from the DNA Project. This is Have You Ever Seen the Raw Dog?
Tis a tale of
Wait a minute.
A sudden
everybody's listening. Try to rearrange your mind right now. Let everything go that was in there. Clear it out. You got it all clear out. That's good. What is it, Tully, when you have that ice cream between meals at fancy restaurants?
A palate cleanser?
Yes. Everybody grab yourself a palate cleanser and then get ready.
So that's what John Fogerty's been doing.
Holy shit.
Lost a bit of his high rage, it sounds like.
Man.
Yeah, stop holding out hope for that Creedence reunion. It ain't happening.
Oh, my God. That was an amazing.
Where would we be without alcohol?
Yeah. Oh, they had to be wasted, right?
So wasted. Yeah. Zach Johnson, I can't wait for this. Well, hey, Splooge.
Hey, Splooge, come on my chest.
Hey, Splooge, don't feel too bad. Things might suck now, but they'll get better.
What is that noise?
Remember to help screen calls on the phone. Be called Star Jones and give out free t-shirts. And even when you lose, we win. Take one on the chin and carry the load. On your chest now. Don't wear your heart out on your sleeve. Hey, Splooge, just breathe. And remember you work for a guy who can't read. And a guy who can't swallow pills. Hey, Splooge.
Hey, Splooge.
Oh
my God, that was just okay, and at the end it was so amazing.
It's still going. You know,
turn your brain on. Oh, that's right. You're too stupid to find the switch.
It kind of just
idiot,
got...
dumb bum, idiot moron.
What was that?
Why did it go into make it say
What was that?
That was something you were saying.
Is this the same? Is this the same song?
Are you on the same track?
Yeah, you're on the same track.
Did he just do a mashup of show audio at the end of a song?
What? This is
Wait,
one
why?
Song?
This is all one song.
Oh, so good.
What?
That is the soundtrack to my nightmare.
Man,
that's amazing.
A mix of weird spit and page Jude covers and Ellis show audio.
This is
spliced together.
This is a fucking tough contest now. I don't know who the fuck is winning now.
This is going way better than I expected.
I know, the Jingleberries are sweating it right now. Those are legitimate songs in there.
Ryan Sutcliffe has submitted a song called simply Number of the Beast Parody.
They were alone, ready to spank. They had born to get naked titty fantasies in their minds.
Man, that guy can really play guitar.
I can't wait for this guy to start wailing. It's not going to work out at all. You know, he's going to talk through it.
What did Josh see?
Oh, he's gonna sing. Can we believe that what he says happened was the truth and not a gay orgy? Just what they did in that dark room was a fantastic night of teenage jacking fantasy. There were no screams, no pubic hair. Those little dicks that were greased up more than George St. Pierre. No! Black just trying to chat. Could raw dog sees his other two feet.
Got some new timing.
He's all over the beat.
He's what?
All over the beat.
Yeah, yeah.
Did they fist? His nipples got a twist. Josh started to.
I don't even know if I can listen anymore.
he's lost all composure.
I mean, you get the E for effort for sure.
We're not. I feel like I should listen to everybody's entire song, because we've never had this many songs. I can't believe there's that many people have given us songs of this level.
It's pretty amazing.
This is blowing my mind. Is there another one?
We've got like four more.
Oh my god, dude.
The Best of Ellis Crew has submitted a song called We'll Be Stalking You.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to anybody that's ever lost a radio show.
We're going to hear some rap.
Bullshit, contract negotiation. Square, way Weezy, bestofellas.com. I remember when I first heard your show. You on the mic, totally on the phone. LS fam, we always got your back. LS man, they got to know that Stern name all there has to be. Kinda fucked up how they playing you, G. Highest rated show on Field TV. The future radio, why can't they see? Some of these interviews are such a shame. Boring as hell like Dave Mustaine. This really can't be the end. I can't sit through another slash interview again. I know you talk about keeping it real, but words can't express the pain we feel. And who can forget all the leg kicks, your diet tips, and fake rubber dicks. And Ellis, please, no more porno chicks.
Every race you do, every time you do, everything that's gay, even when you skate, we'll be stalking you.
What?
They're stalking you.
They're stalking
you.
Oh. No, you don't get paid.
I can't listen to this anymore.
I like the auto tune though.
Yeah,
that's pretty sweet.
You want some more?
A little, yeah, for sure.
Oh, that's okay. I think you're too weepy. We've been watching you pee. We'll be stalking you.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Did Wade sing that?
I think that was Wade singing the hook, yeah.
It was, right?
Yeah.
The next T-Pain.
Wade, auto-tuned Wade on the hook.
Get the fuck out of Texas!
That's pretty amazing right there.
Man. Well, then that's pretty cool.
Klepto has a track called He Got a Handjob. Ballsy submitting a Death Death Die parody.
What?
Ballsy to submit a Death Death Die parody.
Why is that Ballsy?
You know, it's their parody.
We love people kissing their ass.
Actually, everybody would have the opportunity, if we do this again, and I hope we do, everybody would have the opportunity to do this, because the Death Death Die album had, like, instrumental versions of, like, four or five songs.
Right.
And so it's
That's
actually
true.
The easiest thing to do is a Death Death Die song.
You gotta hear it, Jeff. You are better than him. Yeah. That's pretty crazy, don't you think?
Yeah. Hey,
How long have you been rapping for?
Not very long. I've done 1.5 songs.
Right.
Yeah.
But that was your first rap you ever wrote.
Yeah, that's my first rap I ever wrote.
This makes it more, because I can't do it. Like, this guy's better than me, just because I refuse to do it, but...
Yeah, the only, reason why you, the only reason why you can't do it is because you refuse to do it. You can certainly...
Yeah.
I just couldn't do it. It's a very Scott Green. It's like a Scott Green. It's like if Scott had the whole song to himself.
There is an established, like, white guy in a baseball cap style of rapping.
Right.
It's really funny. And I don't know who... I'd love to meet the person who's like, that's their favorite kind of music.
Yeah, yeah. It's well, like, man, I think it's...
That's a lot of people.
Cottonmouth Kings.
Yeah.
Cottonmouth
Kings. In a way, that's,
you know,
kind
who
of the,
loves
that's
it?
Kind of the whole SRH sound.
J2.
Does he?
I bet you J2 thinks this dude's sweet.
He has the KFC and make his dick go flat, and then he hits the line for a twist of rap. He's got a truck fun, and he loves to make movies. If he don't know your name, he might come on your boobies.
That's pretty sweet.
He works with Alice on each weekend.
You got a hand job.
Gay music for us on each Tuesday.
You got a hand job.
Three.
Good for them.
Yeah, good for them.
Man, I can't believe the effort that you people have put into this.
The whole rap.
It's really freaking me out, the amount of effort you've all done. Everybody's getting shit. I'm going to make sure that everybody that sent in a song is getting some stuff.
I think there's two more songs on this
list. But I think at the winner, I'm going to talk to that dude from the, what is it, the stand-up paddleboard that I've got. He has another one that's the exact same thing as mine, the one with the wolf knife. Fucking rogue stand-up paddle. He said he has one. He said if you want to have a contest or something, you could give it to somebody. I can't have I'll just give it to...
I think you can do it this way.
I'm just going to give it to him.
You can just spontaneously decide to give people
I'm just
going to
spontaneously give somebody the board. It's all black and massive red dragon logo on it, but if you don't fucking live near the water or a lake, then...
It's not so useful.
Yeah. It's not, maybe you could use it as a bar or a bed or something. I don't know.
Hang it in your den.
It's fucking massive. What's it? Wait, who's this?
Track 9. This is.
I can't believe I'm so sick, but I'm so excited. There's 10 songs.
I know.
I love everybody.
It is. All these are pretty cool.
Okay, who's this?
Brian Jock sent a song called Nugget Song.
He won't touch anything that's green, and that includes fruit. The only exception's weed. And I wonder how one could exist on this.
I think that guy has some of the best lyrics so far.
Yeah, well,
it's
then
a nice wordplay.
You think you want to give him a go? You want to put him up there? These are like, man, how are we going to get through? I still feel like the first one was the best.
The first
one.
Guy, I think, had just the best production overall.
And they were, I mean, I don't even know which of the first three. I still almost feel like those are 1, 2, and 3. With Hey Sploosh,
right.
I mean, I don't think that's the winner. But
should be a contender.
That's kind of like when you get an album, you know what I mean? And that's the one song that you don't even pay attention
right.
to. And then like a year later, you realize that's all of a sudden your favorite song on the album.
Right.
What about if we just put them up in the top three and then let everybody vote on them?
Sure.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Finally, this last one is by Johnny Peters, and it's called Jew Rich.
God, this could be it. Yeah.
Let me get this motherfucking trust fund.
I'm
Jew rich.
That's what I say. These guys are gonna win for sure. It's over. This is the opener of my show every day.
On the way, trust funds on the way. I'm Jew rich. That's what I say. Trust funds on the way. Trust funds on the way. I'm Jew rich. That's what I say. Trust funds on the way. Trust funds on the way. I'm Jew rich. That's what I say.
It's gonna be even better if he doesn't do anything else but just say this the whole way through.
No, he actually had the lyrics in front of me, so I know he's got a whole verse.
Trust funds on the way. Trust funds on the way. Oh no, did I hear right? I won't be getting a trust fund until I'm 35. Well, that's ridiculous. What am I to do if I don't have money? What's the point of being a Jew? I guess that I can go and stick a finger in my bum and sit tight. That I keep within, he really thinks that I'm a crack, but I just sit there with a grin, koala eyes in disguise as I switch my mode. You'll never know the names of the guys that shot loads in my room. I got more swag than Diddy. I'm just a veggie hating nugget. The Jew, that's great. And if you think
that was pretty good,
yeah,
he's got more swag than Diddy. Get that?
That I'm faced by the game, you're mistaken. Cause when I turn 35, the money I'll be taking. I'm Jew rich.
This is incredibly racist.
It is. It's pretty anti-Semitic.
It's weird because I don't know this dude, so I feel like it's, you know, I just realized we probably sound racist too. Like,
right.
That one time when you said
sure,
everyone was...
Sure,
right.
People might take it the wrong way.
It's a shame because he's a better rapper than the other guy.
I don't think he's a racist.
That's what I say, trust.
You talking shit on Ludacris?
No, not Ludacris. The other guy said in a rap
here. More talented MC than Ludacris.
Funds on the way, trust funds on the way, I'm Jew rich. That's what I say. Trust funds on the way, I'm Jew rich. That's what I say. Trust funds.
All right, I get it.
Yeah, we get it.
Right. Start it off.
Okay.
Strong.
Okay.
I still don't. I just want to get it, just because I want to.
Just a quick rundown. We had the first three tracks all by Jersey Mike Dubs.
What was he thinking?
This one is excellent.
Yeah. Tully's gone missing. Must be a fool to leave. Well.
His balls hanging down. Can he win the crown? Who's up your penis? Cause there's no.
What?
His third one might have been his best one.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Gabby! Yeah. Shoulder, push baby, snag a tooth, Tom aside.
Fucking hell, he's wailing on that.
That's really good,
right?
Good for him.
Then we had Have You Ever Seen the Raw Dog? Who could forget?
Sadly, I already had managed to forget. Thanks for bringing that up.
The epic multi-part masterpiece, Hey Splooge.
Hey, Splooge, come on my chest.
Hey Splooge, don't feel too bad. Things might suck.
Do you mind if I just play this the whole way through?
I want to hear the whole thing.
Here we go. We'll just start it from the top.
Hey, Splooge, come on my chest.
Hey Splooge, don't feel too bad. Things might suck now, but they'll get better. Screen calls on the phones. Be called Star Jones and give a free t-shirt. And even when you lose, we win. Take one on the chin and carry the load upon your chest now. Don't wear your heart out on your sleeve. Hey, Splooge, just breathe. And remember you work for a guy who can't.
Hey, Splooge, fucking shaft, come.
Wait,
turn your brain on. Oh, that's right. You're too stupid to find the switch.
It kind of just
idiot,
got...
dumb bum, idiot moron.
If that guy could come to my birthday party, cut up some beats, I would love to be in mid dance, and all of a sudden I'm just cussing somebody out, and then straight into the peak. That's the only bit I really get about. All right. Who's next?
Next is, this is the Number of the Beast parody, Ryan Sutcliffe.
they were alone.
All right.
Yeah, we remember that guy. Best of Ella's crew doing "We'll Be Stalking You."
Yeah, this one right here goes out to anybody that's ever lost a radio show host due to bullshit contract negotiation.
This one really bums me out.
It's kind of sad.
I really hate that song.
It's got that melancholy beat.
I hate when they're like telling me to not bring porn stars in and stuff. It's like, right. I had a porn star in here yesterday, and she was awesome, and she was fun, and she was totally necessary. Who's this?
Oh, Klepto doing "He Got a Hand Job."
Yeah, I don't mind.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
Brian Jock doing "Nugget Song."
Oh yeah.
So this one's up there, huh?
Yeah, I think it's pretty good.
There you go. And then the last
and
one.
Finally, Jew Rich.
Yes. And finally, the anti-Semitic rage of this guy. So I guess the top three then is that guy Mike's Raw Dog song, and then yeah. Hey Splooge. And then I guess the Foo Fighters.
Fuck the Jews.
What do you like more, the Foo Fighters or Have You Ever Seen the Raw Dog? I'm kind of partial to that.
Oh, you like the Creedence?
I'm the third song on the dude that at the start. I want it in my computer.
Done deal.
Gabby, you broke Raw Dog's shoulder. A Bush baby, a snaggletooth homicide.
I mean, he is on fire.
No, he's doing a great job.
He sounds so good at it. What's that dude's name?
Jersey Mike Dubs.
Jersey Mike. Why do I know that Jersey Mike? I guess I talked to him on Twitter and on AliceMania.com.
There's a sandwich shop around the corner.
Wait a minute. I'm on AliceMania.com right now. Is Jersey Mike in here?
Yeah, I only know Jersey Mike from his sandwiches, which are very tasty.
I had one yesterday.
Yeah. Very good.
The guy also makes a hell of a sandwich, Alice. I mean, really? By the way, if people want to send in more, the email is ellisparodies@gmail.com.
Oh, we're gonna keep going.
Keep doing it. I mean, we probably have enough more submissions to do like another segment next week, including another one from Jersey Mike that I still haven't heard yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, like, so what are we gonna? We're not gonna give anything away yet.
Should we not give anything away yet, or should we give something to this group of people and something else to another group of people?
Well, I mean, what you're talking about giving away is pretty good.
It's pretty mega.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So I would say maybe then we have this week's champion, and we can hold...
Who can face off at a later date.
Yeah, maybe, okay. Maybe that's the ultimate grand prize.
Okay, yeah, and we still have all those songs from last week. Like, I still have them all saved, so we can go over which ones from last week.
So we don't need to take any phone calls on it. We're all agreeing?
Sure.
That's the winner?
We'll go with that.
Okay, Jersey Mike has the winning song. If you can beat this...
Help me! He screamed as he rolled over. Gabby, call an ambulance. I heard a snap.
If you can beat that.
If you've got as much time on your hands as Jersey Mike does.
Or Alice Hayes.